you, yes, you, are feeling so much better about the economy. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 24th day of January. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, eBay joins other tech companies in laying off people, and we'll tell you why. Ring and your local police department have parted company. President Biden vetoes a GOP bill that would have allowed foreign parts in EV chargers. This is a head shaker. We've got the Wall Street Report, and if you're looking for a new gig, Chipotle has a deal for you. Let's go.
Insight on business news and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Want to reach us on X, formerly Twitter? It is at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page, of course, is Insight on Business, the News Hour. You know, we get it. It has been a tough road these past 2 years, and consumers, that would be you and us, by the way, have a right to have been feeling gloomy. But the worm has turned. It's a trend that could sustain consumer spending, fuel economic growth, and potentially affect President Joe Biden's political future. The Associated Press is reporting that a measure of consumer sentiment by the University of Michigan has jumped in the past 2 months by the most since 1991. Meanwhile, a survey by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York found that Americans' inflation expectations have reached their lowest point in nearly 3 years. And the same survey released last week found that the proportion who expect their own finances to improve a year from now is at its highest level since June of 2021. Economists say consumers appear to be responding to steadily slower inflation, higher incomes, lower gas prices, and a rising stock market. Inflation has tumbled from a peak of around 9% in June of 2022 to 3.4%, while core inflation is at 3.1%. According to the Federal Reserve's preferred price gauge, inflation has reached the Fed's annual 2% target when measured over the past 6 months. Now, here are the three key indicators. And yes, we have shared these three indicators before. Got to write this down. Number one, the Fed has capped the interest rate. It will go no higher. Number two, inflation, as we just mentioned, is going down. And three, working families have more money in their pocket. With wage gains averaging 4.1% and core inflation at 3.1%, that means dollars to everyday people. And on top of that, consider the wage gains from union activity. The UAW wage gains from the automakers, the UPS wage gains from their contract, and the wage gains by pilots, with the latest being Southwest Airlines. All of this indicates there will not be a recession that's been predicted for months by talking heads who love to spell gloom. Us, we're bullish on the U.S. economy and have said so for months. Now you know. You know, even with that good news, Wall Street ended the day mixed, with the blue chips taking it on the chin for yet another day. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. The latest tech company to shed jobs is eBay. The AP is reporting that eBay Incorporated will cut about 1,000 jobs, or an estimated 9% of its full-time workforce, saying its number of employees and costs have exceeded how much the business is growing in a slowing economy. Wait, just a minute. A slowing economy? It seems the folks at eBay, they have been drinking the doom Kool-Aid as well. The company said those who are being laid off will be told through Zoom calls with their bosses. eBay employees have been told to work from home to allow for privacy for those dreaded conversations. The real reason eBay is laying off folks is, yes, they need to align their business so investors can see a profit. Now, if you look at the 3-year trend for eBay stock, you can see that in October of 2021, it was going for $80.72 a share. Today, it closed at $41.61 and a market cap of over $21 billion. So yes, the company is clearly attempting to manage loss, exactly what we have seen at other tech companies. You know, we missed this one. We had no idea that Amazon-owned Ring and your local police department had an agreement called Request for Assistance, where Ring would provide law enforcement with video footage captured on those devices. Well, that has now ended due to criticism from privacy advocates. In a blog post, Ring said it will sunset the Request for Assistance tool, which allows police departments and other public safety agencies to request and receive video captured by the doorbell cameras through Ring's Neighbors app. The company, by the way, did not provide a reason for the change, which will be effective starting this week. While we don't do politics on the NewsHour, we found this very interesting. President Joe Biden has vetoed a Republican measure that would have blocked a White House waiver that allows some foreign-made content in federally funded charges for electric vehicles. Confused? Yeah, we were. The White House said the GOP plan would actually block Made in America requirements since it would revert to a U.S. policy to a 1980s rule that allows foreign content in U.S. manufacturing. The GOP bill would eliminate the domestic manufacturing requirement for electric vehicle chargers, thereby harming domestic manufacturing and American jobs. That's what Biden said in a video statement. The GOP resolution would revert U.S. policy to a 1983 rule that waives domestic requirements for many manufactured products. The Reagan-era waiver allows federal money to be spent on a range of products made outside the U.S., including in competitor nations like the People's Republic of China. You can't make this stuff up. It was an up-and-down day on Wall Street, with the Dow closing off by 99 points at 37,806. The S&P 500 index surged past 4,900 points, maintaining its upward trajectory for the fifth consecutive session. The index, comprised of 500 of the largest U.S. stocks, has achieved a remarkable 17% return over the past 3 months, making its most robust 3-month rally since June of 2020, and the second most vigorous since May of 2009. At the close, the S&P dropped back below 4,900, gaining nearly 4 points to end the session at 4,868. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ picked up 55 points to end the trade at 15,481. West Texas Intermediate crude, it closed nearly a dollar up and at $75.36 a barrel, while the yield on the 10-year Treasury gained a bit and closed at 4.18%. And finally, there is this, and this is about new jobs and new benefits coming to Chipotle workers. Chipotle Mexican Grill is hoping to entice Gen Z workers with improved benefits as it looks to hire, get this, up to 19,000 employees for its busy season. More than 73% of Chipotle's 110,000 employees are members of Gen Z, said the company, and recruitment has become a challenge for the industry. The largest carrot being dangled is a 401k match benefit that will help workers pay down student debt as they save for retirement. There is a catch, however. The benefit kicks in only after a year of service and 1,000 hours worked. But wow, 19,000 new workers? That's a wrap for this edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very profitable evening and day tomorrow. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.